This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Bloomington's aldermen have signed off on a broader mission for the city's cultural commission, taking its work beyond the northern edge of downtown. GLT's Ryan Denham covers that and more with Bloomington alderman and Mayor Pro Tem Karen Schmidt.
City leaders from Bloomington Normal join us the Tuesday after regular and special council meetings. Alderman Schmidt, thanks for joining us today on Sound Ideas.
Always happy to be here.
Last night, the Bloomington City Council unanimously approved a plan that will broaden the scope and rename the city's Cultural District Commission. Right. It'll become just the Cultural Commission, and instead of just focusing on that area outside the BCPA, it'll work on cultural programming citywide. So what did you think of this idea?
I really am glad that we're doing this. We've talked about this for a long time. We started out when we first acquired the BCPA, really thinking pretty narrowly about that area on the north end of the downtown. And I think as the commission and the work of that that group has expanded, this really makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, what it's doing now is the way we have a planning commission, for example. Now we have a cultural commission that really looks after and nurtures and champions all the different kinds of expressions of art in our community. And there's a lot.
Yeah, and the point was made last night that, you know, why isn't there more public arts on the east or west sides? Well, you know, with a few exceptions like the Ewing Cultural Center, the further east you go. Do you think that culture is maybe a bit too concentrated in just the downtown area?
I don't think it's concentrated. I'd love to see even more, but obviously expanding it out into the other parts of the community is a very good thing. A lot of us look at the ghost writing on the walls that are in the old buildings in the Warehouse District and West Side and see that as art. We've got some walls on old buildings in the West Side that have been painted and decorated. Those things can keep expanding, and that's all to the good.
And Alderman Johnny Painter asked a question last night. Does this mean that downtown will lose out on resources or some part of the city's focus? Do you have concerns about that, too, that if the commission is indeed working citywide, that'll take away attention from that northern edge of downtown that they've focused on historically?
No, actually, I don't think so. I think that, you know, that'll continue to be, first of all, we have the fundraising that we need to do for the Creativity Center. But, you know, things build on each other. In the downtown area, we've got the Downtown Bloomington Association Design Committee, and they've been doing painting the traffic control boxes and you know, adding on to the wall faces that we see. So I don't see any of that stopping at all. I think that this will connect and, you know, kind of create that network. The other thing I liked about it is that they are talking about being a clearinghouse. And we have different organizations that are doing that, but I think, you know, the Cultural Commission can probably really pull that together. WGLT does a fabulous job. So, you know, how do we link all those things together for a sort of one place to go?
And so all of this is, you know, very theoretical up to this point. You know, what could happen if the commission was reshaped in this way? What do you think is something that actually will happen? What's kind of a tangible thing that you think the public should probably expect to see now that the commission is being reconstituted in this way?
One thing I know that we've missed out on over the last couple of years are grants, you know, art and humanities funding. So I think we'll be getting more opportunities for to apply for grants. I also think that we will be able to identify some very good areas for art to grow and then to bring the artists and the ideas together. You know, where the city is looking at in the next week or two, probably at the end of June, we'll be looking at our codifying what we're doing with the Boys and Girls Club out at Sunnyside. That would be a great place to continue to grow art. You know, all of those places. We've got the beginning of Washington Crossing where Retrofit Culture is, and they've done some interesting things there. I can see that continuing to grow.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Alderman Karen Schmidt is in studio. Now let's pivot to the search for Bloomington's next city manager. Last week, the three finalists for the job did an open house at City Hall. They are interim city manager Steve Rasmussen and two external candidates, the Washington City Administrator Jim Collada and Decatur's city manager Tim Gleason. So, Karen, what did you think of their visits, and where did you see contrast between the three of them?
Well, first of all, I was really happy we have three very strong candidates, and they each bring a little different perspective to things. You know, Jim Colata, he really spoke a lot for me to cooperation, collaboration, and maybe bringing people together more as a team. And, you know, I mean, the more you do that, the better. Tim Gleason, he, in addition to his years of experience, I was very impressed with his community policing teaching that he does at UI Springfield and some of the diversity outreach he's done. Steve Rasmussen, you know, we've worked with him for a number of years now, and he really knows us well and understands our strengths and weaknesses and has moved a lot of projects along. So we spoke last night in another closed session, and that's, you know, we're still not at a place where we're going to be talking publicly about that, but we're getting close.
Alderman Schmidt, thanks for your time today. All right. And Sound Ideas.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. City leaders from Bloomington and Normal join us the Tuesday after regular and special council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.